Georgia sports betting bill running out of time. Efforts to legalize sports betting in Georgia are facing significant obstacles as the General Assembly nears a critical deadline. There's less than a week remaining before the point at which bills must pass either a House or Senate vote to stay alive for the year. The House has yet to introduce a proposed constitutional amendment to allow online sports betting. Meanwhile, a proposal in the Senate that aimed to legalize both sports betting and casinos was voted down by a committee, effectively ending its chances for 2025. One of the key challenges for lawmakers has been determining whether state law requires a constitutional amendment to legalize sports betting. Some legislators have previously attempted to authorize it through statute rather than a constitutional change, but concerns over legal disputes have complicated the process. Additionally, there has been disagreement over how tax revenue from sports betting should be allocated, with different proposals suggesting it be used to support programs such as the state's HOPE Scholarship, early childhood education, healthcare initiatives, or economic development projects aimed at alleviating poverty. Senator Cardin Summers, who introduced a Senate measure to legalize both sports betting and casinos, emphasized the widespread nature of gambling. He pointed out that large numbers of Georgia residents are traveling to other states to engage in sports betting, which prevents the state from benefiting from potential tax revenue. He argued that allowing voters to decide on the issue through a statewide referendum would be the most democratic approach. Representative Marcus Wiedewer is preparing to introduce a House measure that would limit legalization efforts to online sports betting, excluding casinos and horse racing. He expressed skepticism that there is enough legislative support for broader gambling expansion and believes a constitutional amendment is the best way to move forward to avoid ongoing legal debates. Wiedewer previously sponsored legislation that attempted to legalize sports betting through statute but has shifted to pursuing a constitutional amendment instead. Conservative ways block progress. Both Summers and Wiedewer included provisions in their proposals to allocate a portion of gambling revenue to programs that assist individuals struggling with gambling addiction. While proponents of sports betting emphasize the economic benefits, opponents, especially representatives of religious organizations, have raised concerns about the negative social impacts. Critics argue that legal gambling contributes to issues such as human trafficking, drug-related crimes, and gambling addiction, which they believe outweigh any financial benefits the state may gain. Both legislative proposals are being presented as standalone constitutional amendments without additional enabling legislation that would detail the regulations for sports betting or casino operations. The reasoning behind this approach is that lawmakers see no value in drafting comprehensive legislation if voters ultimately reject the constitutional amendment at the ballot box. Summers highlighted an additional aspect of his proposal that differs from past measures by advocating for an even distribution of a major portion of the betting proceeds across all 159 counties in Georgia. He argued that this would ensure rural areas benefit from the revenue, rather than only communities where casinos are located. He stated that this approach would provide much-needed funding for infrastructure and economic development. The rejection of gambling expansion measures has become a recurring pattern in Georgia's legislature, even as sports betting has been adopted in 38 states and the District of Columbia. Nearby states such as Tennessee, North Carolina, and Florida have already embraced some form of legal sports wagering, leading advocates to argue that Georgia is losing potential revenue as residents cross state lines to place bets.